I mentioned it there about the quick turnaround from the inter-county season. All of a sudden, the club stuff is swinging into action this weekend. And we're sort of going into it waiting to see what players from a county perspective will be available for the clubs. And indications are there's not going to be too many of them. And it's going to make for a sort of strange start to the championship this weekend.
It certainly is. There's a lot of unknowns going into it, Oisín. Like, I suppose I feel myself. I've just arrived back from Croke Park after the final, or 10 days ago, or whatever it is now, you know. But there's a lot of unknowns, player availability, you know, with a lot of teams. These guys have been going hard since last winter, so they have. And, you know, they've played, 18 competitive games before the end of July. So there's, you know, obviously a lot of them are going to go away on holidays. They're going to have to look after maybe niggles and injuries that they were nursing over the last couple of months. So player availability, county player availability for teams this weekend is questionable. And that allied to the new rules at club level, you know, yes, all these teams obviously played through the league, the county leagues all over the last number of months, but they were without their, you know, county players in the main. So obviously that's going to have a big reading on things too, Oisín. So there's a lot of unknowns and a lot of imponderables out there. So there are, that said, you're going into a championship with probably two joint favourites of reigning county champion St Eunan's and, of course, Naomh Connell, who have won 5 of the last 10, I think, county championships.
Well, let's look at the fixtures. We'll pick out a few of them. There's 4 games on Saturday evening. The first match is at 5 o'clock. Killybegs are taking on Termon, the newly crowned Division 1 league champions. The first derby we see comes in the form of 4 Masters against St Noel's. That's at 7. 30 minutes later at 7:30, it's Glenswilly against Naomh Connell out in Glenswilly. And at the same time, Downings are playing host to Dunloe. I suppose on Saturday, there's 2 very, very tasty derbies in there. And I suppose the big game of the weekend is Glenswilly against Naomh Connell. It's back to the point that we started with. We wait to see what county players are available for both sides there. Obviously, Michael Murphy, the talisman for Glenswilly. There's a host of men that were involved with Jim McGuinness's side from the Naomh Connell Club throughout the inter-county season as well. So is there any way we can predict this, not knowing who's available and who is available, Brendan?
It's very difficult, so it is, Oisín. You know, you have Glenswilly. Obviously, Michael Murphy is their talisman. He's their main man, so he's, I believe, away on holidays. And the talk is that he won't be available for Saturday evening. And likewise with Naomh Connell, their main man, Kieran Thompson, obviously picked up an injury in that All-Ireland final in the first half, so his availability is unknown. Glenswilly going into the game, you know, after they've blooded a lot of young players, they're a very young team, so they have throughout. And, you know, we know what Glenswilly bring, particularly at home. They've some real talent, some all over the field, so they have, against this Naomh Connell side, who, you know, have been really strong at senior level, obviously, in recent years, and they've so much talent coming through. And they're bolstered by, you know, the return of 3 big players for them. Kieran Gallagher back in the frame for around the middle of the park, big man that's, you know, crucially important. Owen McGettigan inside, for the inside forward line, and we know the talent that Owen possesses, and he's just been besieged with injuries over the last number of years. So to have him back in the Naomh Connell ranks is a big plus for them. And a young fella called Max Campbell, who's coming through from the county under-20s, had a fantastic campaign with them, and, you know, really, really good footballer. I was lucky enough to work with him at minor and under-20 level over the last number of years. A really, really top player, so he is. So, you know, Naomh Connell have huge strength and depth, so they have. They probably can cope as well and better than most with the absence of some key players. But we saw down through the years, when Naomh Connell are in trouble, Kieran Thompson was more than often than not the man that would pull them out. So big ask for Glenswilly in the first game with such a young side coming up against this experienced, you know, really, really strong Naomh Connell side, who are probably hurting a lot after a quarter-final exit against St Eunan's last year, Oisín.
Yeah. And I'm thinking the fact that there is teams, Termon and 4 Masters, who have had everybody available to them this year and have got to grips with the rules a lot earlier than some of the other sides. From a Naomh Connell perspective, once they get the collective all back together, is there going to be a bedding in under the new rules, or is it going to be a seamless changeover, do you feel, Brendan, for them?
Oh, I think it's going to take a time bedding in, so it is. And you're going to have, you know, the Naomh Connell lads that were involved in the county setup rejoining the squad. And, you know, obviously they've been trained and coached at the top level in the respect of the new rules. So they will only add in that respect. But yes, the fact that they haven't played together as a unit, they did have there was some of the players that wouldn't have made match day 26 that were made available to play for them, you know, through some of the league games, but it'll be their first time getting them all back together. So there is a lot of unknown out there. And, you know, we saw throughout the All-Ireland Championship, Oisín, that, you know, the impact of kickouts, that suddenly everything is booted out the middle. Shorts aren't really an option now. They're very hard to get away, so they are, with the way teams can press. And so I'm sure that over the last number of months, teams have been working on, you know, pressing the opposition kickout and trying to pen them in. And, you know, you look at sometimes the weather conditions going into this time of year with strong winds. We had them last weekend, and, you know, trying to get out under them conditions is going to be very difficult. So it is. So, you know, Glenswilly, for their part, you know, the two Gallaghers, Jack Donald Gallagher's two top players, they've Dathi Gilday up front, they've young fellas like Jamie McCauley, Mikey Toner, all these guys, Owen Scott. So they're a very young side, and you would think that they would probably need the influence and the astuteness of Michael Murphy to make them tick. They have some other experienced players, the likes of Copper, you know, and Keelan Kelly, so they have, but I feel just going into this game with Niamh Connell's overall squad depth and their experience at this level, despite the fact that, you know, Glenswilly is a very tough place to go and get a result, I just feel that Niamh Connell might just have a wee bit too much for them on Saturday evening, Oisín. Yeah.
The other standout derby is obviously the Donegal Town Mount Charles game. Masters playing host to St. Noel's. And there's no doubt if St. Noel's are going to make a game of this, that they would need Mogan, McCall and Mulroney all in the ranks. And again, we have to wait to see if them three are available. But if they're not, St. Noel's could really struggle in this game at home. Away from home,
yeah. And St. Noel's have had a difficult league campaign, obviously with them three aforementioned players not been available throughout the league, Oisín. So it's been a tough for them. They've been relegated to Division 3. But they're three huge players to have coming back in. Three big characters, three very influential players. If they are available, they will need them available to have any chance against this youthful Four Masters team. You know, we've seen what they've done at underage level, winning two Ulster championships in a row, minor championships in a row. And, you know, they've a good mixture the whole way through the team. And they've been touted as a team that could go on, maybe not quite at it as of yet, but over the next few years, you would expect them to be competing at the very top level. So they're, you know, did really well to get to a league final where they were beaten by Termin in the league final, Oisín. So again, the local rivalry of it makes it appeasing and all that. For Masters, you would fancy that they should have a bit too much for them with all the quality that they have coming in. And, you know, we saw the numbers Senan Carr put up in last year's championship, and he'll be going out again fresh and after being involved.
He's actually in America at the moment. Is he back? Because of the later rounds, he's due back, I think, Senan Carr. He missed the league.
He's in
America.
You know, and that goes back to the unknowns, Oisín, that we were speaking about. We don't know what players are available to the various teams throughout the county, but even at that, you know, Conor McCahill didn't play in the minor final last night. Is he fit to play? You know, he was obviously brilliant for the county under-20s this year. You have the likes of Callum McRae then, and, you know, there's so much good young players coming through in that Four Masters club, so there are. So, again, we'll have to wait to see what the availability, and I think it'll take a few games over this, you know, group stages, Oisín, to figure out where teams are at, how they're coping with the new rules, what county players are available to them, you know, as regards injuries, holidays, travels, etc. So it's going to take a bit of time to thrash that out.
Okay. And in saying that then, in your opinion, should we have delayed the championship by a week or two? Because the final scheduled for the weekend of the 12th of October. Fixtures out for Ulster this week mean that Donegal's not playing until the 8th or 9th of November in Ulster. So there's a big gap there. Should there have been a bit of leeway for this, for the club championship? One man suggested to me that the same appetite for the club isn't there as what there was in previous years because of this very short turnaround from inter-county to club. So maybe should it have, and there's nothing we can do about it, and we're throwing it up in the air here, but what's your opinion on it? Should it have been stuck back?
Listen, there are arguments for and against Oisín in this respect. You know, you're talking about the 30 or the 40 odd lads that have been involved in the training with the county squad that have had a huge effort all year, and, you know, have really had a tough break, and they deserve a break. So for them to come back and be expected to play this weekend is really harsh. And you add in the disappointment of losing to Kerry in the All-Ireland final. But the other argument then is you have club players, you have over 400, we'll say, senior club players based on 25 a squad kind of thing, that are waiting for championship all year and have planned their holidays around this. So I think it does need to be looked at in the respect that, you know, it just doesn't seem to be working yet. There's very little appetite, I think, out there at, you know, from the general public, from speaking to people so soon after the All-Ireland final to get back into it. It's unfair, certainly, on the lads that are, you know, coming out of the county squad. But then you have to take into account, you know, the club players that are sitting and waiting in the long grass all year to get going and to get on with this. So I think the whole structure does need probably looking at and to be refined in a better way.
Has the format of this need changed?
I think so, Aisín. Yeah, you know, there's very little jeopardy in this championship in the early rounds, so there isn't. And we saw that over the last couple of years. And, you know, four teams out of 16 aren't going to get an opportunity to get to a quarterfinal. They're going to be in a relegation playoff. Top four will go straight into a quarterfinal with the next eight playing off, if I'm right in that assessment, yeah. Aisín. And, you know, it's a lot of games to whittle it down to your last eight, in my opinion. So it is. And, you know, the old system I was always really fond of, and I know, you know, it's home and away and a third game if it's required, and I felt that worked really well.
Could you add a qualifier system into that way? Would it work? Derry's doing something where there's a qualifying system and they've gone away from the leagues. Tyrone are straight knockout. That's it. You play one game, you're gone if you lose.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you could certainly look at different options like that, Aisín. I think, like, the Tyrone model to me is the championship. Best championship in the country. Now, I do get the fact that, you know, you might only have one game, but the reality is that in Tyrone, you have some really strong teams. You know, you have 12 of the 16, I think, any year that could possibly go on and win the championship. And, you know, I get the difficulty in that, but it's so attractive and so alluring. Like, I think the whole country is tuned into the Tyrone championship when it's happened, because all games seem to be super competitive and go down to the wire. And, you know, it's so difficult to retain a championship in Tyrone. I just feel that, you know, a bit of ours and a bit of theirs and maybe a bit of Derry's or something like that, yeah, to refine it to a better streamlined system, Aisín.
Okay, back to the fixtures. So yeah, on Saturday, as we said, Killybegs against Termon at 5, Foremaster St. Noel's at 7, two games at 7:30, Glenswilly against Neve Connell, which could turn out to be the game of the weekend. And Downings are playing host to last year's beaten finalist Dunloe at 7:30. There's four more games to come Sunday afternoon. We'll be featuring three of them on Sunday Sports. St. Michael's against McCool's at 2 o'clock. We'll have coverage there with Chris Ashmore, who will be having live regular updates from that game down at the bridge. Then at Matrigallon, Gwydor taking on Glenfinn at 3 o'clock. Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News will be on duty for Highland Sport in that one. And our feature game at the weekend is live from the O'Donnell Park at 4 o'clock on Sunday with St. Unan's against Kilcare. Myself and Brendan Devaney will have full live match commentary from that game. Plus, the other match this weekend is Ardrah against Éirua Ballyshannon on Sunday afternoon as well. So St. Michael's, Gwydor and St. Unan's are the three venues that we will have live action from here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport. And I'm sure, as you know, there's also the new streaming service which has been launched by the Donegal GAA, teaming up with streamsport.ie. They will be broadcasting four games at the weekend as well. There'll be more details of that on the Donegal GAA social media channels. So the four games at the weekend, as I just said, on Sunday. Our feature game is St. Unan's against Kilcare. And it's back to that point we made. We wait to see what county players are going to be there for both sides. But if there's none available for St. Unan's, and Kilcare do have the likes of maybe of Patrick sitting in there, Ryan's obviously not going to be available with that shoulder injury. We don't know the full extent of it. But if St. Unan's don't have all their county men back, it's given Kilcare a bit of a chance in the opener, is it, Brendan?
I think so, yeah. And, you know, these two teams met in the first round last year too, Aisín, and, you know,
Ewan's won by nine or ten points,
if I recall correctly. And they've met a lot, actually, so they have in the earlier rounds of championship over the last number of years. And, you know, Kilcare will come up. They struggled a bit during the league, but got their act together towards the end, maybe when they got a few players back. Again, there's uncertainty. I don't know if the McLeans are available to them. Ryan, there's a question mark over Ryan. But when you've Patrick, and under this new system of three up kind of thing and the new rules, Aisín, you know, he's going to be a huge threat, and he seems to be in good shape. He'll be mad to go out and play a lot of football because he didn't get many 60 minutes or 70 minutes over the course of the year. So obviously he's going to be a huge threat. And that allied to the fact that his normal man marker, Conor Morrison, is no longer with St. Junan's, who I think is a huge loss to the St. Junan's squad, you know, because he always took up the main opposition man. So he did as a man marking job, and did it excellently well. So he's obviously lost to St. Junan's. And as you say, then there's word that, you know, maybe the county players from St. Junan's aren't available this weekend. They're going to be, you know, they're going to be under a lot of pressure, so they are, and it's going to be a big ask for them if all them lads aren't available to come away with a win in the first round, so it is.
We talked about Neve Connell and their credentials of being possible champions. St Union's are looking to make it back-to-back. If they are going to do that, Brendan, do they need all their county men available? And how important will it be for Sean Patton to be part of that cog again?
Sean Patton's a huge part of that cog, so he is Oisín, obviously. But we're looking at Sean Patton, you know, all year. And in my opinion, you know, he's been carrying a knock a lot of the way through the year, particularly since after the Ulster Championship. So he has. So, you know, if his availability will have a big say in it. Now, they've been playing Fintan Doherty, a young fella, really highly rated goalkeeper.
He signed up at one of the soccer teams, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he was with the Institute or something like that. We actually had him with the minors a couple of years ago, and he only came in for a couple of sessions. But he was really impressive. He knew there was a lot of talent there. So I'm sure Una's will be working hard in keeping him because, incidentally, their second choice keeper, Rona McGeehan, over the last number of years, who's Sigerson winner UUJ, isn't available this year either. Yeah. So, you know, Unions do have an issue there if Fintan, if there's a problem with Fintan, you know, where do they go from there? So he's, you know, Sean Patton, best kicker of the ball in the country still, so he is, and he's going to be a huge miss if he isn't available for the year. But Unions have a lot of strength and depth, so they have a lot of experience, and Park McGettigan is back playing for them again this year. You know, it gives them that big target man at the top of the square, and Owen McGeehan inside, you know, that, you know, he has great scoring potential, but, you know, without the likes of Shane O'Donnell, Niamh O'Donnell, Kieran Moore, they're three big players.
Keelan Ward, who will be back in good shape.
Keelan would be back in good shape, yeah. He's probably,
there's lots of these players that are involved with County that haven't played,
yeah,
but they've been part of the squad.
Yes,
and you would think that they've got the hang of the new rules, having trained at that level.
That's right, yeah.
And the shape that they will be in coming back to the club. And I'll include Jack McKelvey, Owen Doherty, Charles McGuinness as
all
well.
All these players, yeah. They've been well tutored all year, so they have on the new rules, Oisín, you're correct in that, yeah.
So that's the fixtures for this weekend. Just finally, we seem to be looking at St Union's Niamh Connell to win the Dr. Maguire this year. But outside of that, Brendan, who, if there's going to be somebody outside of the top two that can spring, I don't know if we can call it an extent of a surprise as yet, but if there's going to be somebody else outside of the Letterkenny or the Glenty sides, who would you be looking at?
I would be very loath to ever write out Gidor because of experience of that down through the years, that they can always be good. And, you know, they will have the introduction of the likes of Cahalrua, Gallagher, Porrick McBride, Jordy Gribben, these type of really good young players who, again, played with the under 20 team throughout the year, Oisín, and will be a big addition to strengthen Rona McNeilis's hand. So as the year goes through, obviously Niamh McGee will probably be available back to them too. So I would be very loath to ever write Gidor off. They have that championship quality about them. Then you're looking at the likes of, you know, Dunlow getting to the final last year, probably lacked a bit of scoring power up front. I think one of the green lads is home from Australia. That will improve that in some respect. Luke Clerkin is back playing with them after an injury a couple of years. So, you know, I wouldn't write Dunlow off either. Out of that, St. Michael's have always been, you know, they've had a fairly solid league campaign, so they have, without Michael Langan's influence. Obviously, if they can get him back and get him playing really well, he's such a quality player, you could never write off any team with him in it. But I think it still comes down to the, you know, to Niamh Connell, St. Junans are the two teams that will go into the championship as favourites and that other teams will need to beat if they are to go on and be successful in the county championship, Oisín.
We'll wait to see come the 12th of October who's going to be champions of the Donegal Senior Football Club Championship this year. It all starts at the weekend, and of course not forgetting as well that there is fixtures to be played at intermediate and junior level. The full fixture lists are available on the Donegal GA website. Listen, Brendan, many thanks for dropping in. Nice to see you. Good that you joined us. The focus changed to the clubs. It's going to be a busy weekend and we look forward to it. Thanks, Brendan.
Okay, Oisín, thank you.